The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
We have a severed finger salad, by the way. Did that woman order severed finger salad?
She did not.
Or was it, remember the guy cut his finger off at some factory and he said, keep that. And then the coworker decided to get, to put it, throw in some Wendy's stuff and try to make money. And they realized,
What happened here? No. apparently this is at
this is legit.
Yeah. Connecticut woman. There's apparently a chain on the East Coast. I think it's called Chopped Creative Salad Company.
Chopt.
Yeah. And she went in there, when was this? In April. And she got a salad and she found a portion of a left pointer finger in the salad. And she didn't find it until it was in her mouth.
Oh. I guess you can tell the difference, huh? Kind of curves a certain way.
Well, it's
check out. I just looked at my index fingers.
Your index finger could easily look like your middle finger and your ring finger.
I think so.
Those three are the same. Good. At least on my hand, they look the same, you know.
Depends on how much.
I'm actually looking at my stupid hand right now. Like, yeah. I haven't looked at those ever before. The pinky and the thumb, you couldn't tell.
My index fingers kind of curve inward.
Yeah. How about a Booger McFarland's index finger?
is that the one that's jacked up?
Yeah. All right.
No intro?
Nope.
Nope.
We love this guy.
Our old pal.
Known Bill since
Bill
93, 94, whatever.
It's been a while, Bill. When's the last time we talked?
Hello, my friends. You know what? When I looked at the list of people we were calling this morning, it always brings a smile to my face to know that someone is still hiring you guys.
Still paying us. Let's go with that.
Yeah,
we've been around a long time, Bill.
That's one of those things. You know, when you guys are lucky as I am. You know, we're the kind of when you get that check, you go to the bank, go, please be good, please be good.
Bill, is this your final special? Now, Lewis Black, you know Lou, and he's a friend of ours too. He was on our show a couple weeks back. He came in the studio to tell us he's actually going to tour one more year, and he's done touring then. He might do a one-off show. You're doing a live show. This is your last special, you say. Are you going to stop touring?
Yeah, I'm retiring from the road.
Okay.
You know, if TV and movies come along, great. I'll be happy to do those, but it just, you know, you guys, especially you two, have been with me for, it scares me to think how many years.
30 years.
It got to the point where I realized I was just doing it for a check, and I never wanted to do that. And I always wanted to go out on my terms, as you and I have always often talked about, and it's like, I just knew it was time. And I'm seeing, you know, guys like Lewis and them. And I wonder, you know, sometimes if it's because society has changed that you're starting to see comedians go, it's just not worth it anymore.
That's part of it. He was saying that going through places that he used to be able to get easy dates on, that they were filling up with a lot of other people, especially post-COVID. A lot of stuff's going on. So it's a little tougher to tour nowadays. That's part of it, right? You know, I know you guys are both selling tickets.
It is. And unfortunately, the people that are going to suffer are the fans. They're the ones that are going to get hurt because, you know, it's just it had gotten to the point with me that, you know, when we first met, I was a young comedian. I had that well of material and I had that pointy shovel and I was just slinging bits everywhere.
Right.
It, it was getting to the point now that I've got that square face shovel. I'm scraping the bottom going, that could be funny if I worked at it.
So it looks like you're doing a New Year's Eve date in Salt Lake City. I know you live there now, but is that your final date, your final live show?
Final live show?
It was filmed.
Oh, that's 2022. I'm looking. Oh, yeah. These dates are done. Yeah, these are 2022. I'm sorry. It's on me, man. Yeah.
So I've been in retirement now since that day, and it's weird because, you know, you've been defined by being a comedian your whole life, and also like I remember it didn't really hit me till about a week after the last show.
Right.
But I went right. Wow, I gotta find something to do.
Okay, what are you doing now? You spent the whole year basically retired. I mean, I know you golf and you do other things, but what are you doing?
Gail and I are taking some trips, and we're going. Of course, we got grandkids now, so that's always a fun time when we get to go up there and see them.
Right.
So I'm just kind of, you know, I got to be honest, guys. I'm just kind of laying back and see what life throws at me. But I was when I saw y'all's name on the list, Do y'all remember that morning? It was cold, and we were roping in the parking lot.
We were roping our producer.
Yeah, you were
roping.
You were roping
our
producer.
Did any roping, and I believe you were a little hungover because you spent an evening riding a floor buffer.
Yeah.
At the local Guitars and Cadillacs, yeah.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah.
The thing I learned about Omaha over the years is nobody says, let's go have a drink.
You kind of quit drinking after that weekend, I believe. I mean, not totally, I don't think.
I had to, dude. Had to.
Bill Engvall with us. The special, by the way, can be found anywhere, right? What's it called?
It's called Here's Your Sign. It's finally time. My last show. And it comes out December 5th, and I think it's on Amazon Prime and
Apple TV, YouTube, Google
yeah,
Play,
all those, some of those streaming
Dish
things. So yeah,
and
it really turned out to be a great show. I tell you, the weird thing was I didn't think I would be as emotional as I was. My son introduces me. And when I say goodnight for the last time, if you look really carefully, you can see there's a little bit of.
I'm going to watch that. I got to watch this.
I'm going to miss the audience. You know, I miss that energy right before you walk out. And, you know, my fans, because people like y'all have been so loyal and so much fun. And that's the part I'm really going to miss is just seeing them.
And you're a really funny dude, Bill. I've always enjoyed your comedy, man. Your stand-up is excellent.
Well, we're always here for you if you need praise and adulation.
But but here's the deal.
Also,
your fellow friend, by the way, and former coworker, obviously, Ron White, he quit, but apparently he's back out there now.
That was a quick retirement, wasn't it?
It was really quick.
Really quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, but you know what? I can also totally understand it because it's there. I'd be lying to you if I didn't say there was days it was weird that I felt like I should be working even though I didn't really want to go to work.
Right.
And I, you know, it's a drug. I don't care what anybody says. That reaction from the audience is a drug, and it's hard to kick.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it's a rush of dopamine every time you're on stage.
Have you gotten, didn't you used to be Bill Engvall? Have you got that in public yet? Didn't you used to be Bill Engvall?
No, but I'm going to tell you, this is one of my favorite stories. I call these God's little humblers.
Okay.
My daughter was in the mall, going to stop at one of those kiosk places to buy a pair of sunglasses. And she found a pair, and she put the credit card down, and the kid that sold her the glasses looked at the credit card and went, Engvall, Engvall, like that comedian guy? And she goes, yeah. And he goes, never got that guy.
Well, we get you, Bill. Hey, congratulations on the retirement, though. And please keep checking in, though. We'd like to check in once in a while.
I will, guys. And give Colleen my love. And you guys, thanks again for all you've done for me.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate it.
Happy to, Bill.
Excellent.
Good talking with you.
Yeah, looking at the. Yeah, thanks, man.
Bye-bye.
I got BillEngvall.com up, and you're right. It did say November 2022. I'm checking these dates out. Yeah, so he's been done for a year.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you.
Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We actually didn't finish it, the finger salad. The severed finger salad. What happens then?
Worse than a Band-Aid.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, much worse than a Band-Aid.
Why is this news now? Are they settling the lawsuit?
Yeah, probably.
Did they prove it was legit?
Yes, it was, because earlier in the day, there had been an incident with a manager at that restaurant who had chopped off the tip of his finger chopping arugula or something and had to go to the hospital. And so, you know, the two things really match up.
Right.
If you lose a finger in a kitchen, like, get whoever needs medical attention. But then if the finger's missing, find it.
Yeah. Yeah. And
before you start putting food out the window.
Yeah, I would think that would be priority number one.
Yes. And that's apparently where the system broke down here. Nobody found the piece of the finger.
Was it in a huge vat of salad and thinking, it's too much to throw away?
No, don't you shut the whole operation down at that point?
Until you find it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we're closed for a little while till we
find
the finger.
Right. but if that gets out, it's even worse. Why are you closed? We're looking for a finger. You walk up to the door. You know when you go to a store sometimes in the middle of the day, and for some reason they're closed, and they're not supposed to be. There's a sign that says, "Manager will be back in an hour." Yeah, severed finger. We're looking for it.
Yeah,
we'll be open at one.
Yeah,
right.
And that's cool. Yeah, if I see that sign, I'm like, "Yep, you go ahead."
But if it says severed finger, I might not be going back to the place at all. You know,
a friend of mine used to work at a sandwich shop, and he saw the tip of a dude's finger like fly past the sandwich line. It got taken off by the slicer, so flew,
and nobody knew where it went.
But I think they found it.
Right.
Those meat slicers are no joke, man.
Oh, they are dangerous.
We had one at the grocery store when I worked there in high school, man. And I was lucky.
Sliced off Jan's hands.
I nipped the tip of my finger once or twice, but I never got anything too bad. But
I sliced the top one of my fingers trying to clean underneath.
I never use really sharp knives anymore
for that reason.
Yeah, because it's just an accident waiting to happen.
Dull
not
knives
even stab your fridge.
Dull knives are more dangerous than sharp knives because you have to apply more force to them.
Yeah, but he means just an accidental slice on your finger, man.
Where you like don't even feel it at first.
Right,
because I'm the vegetable chopper at the house, and there have been any number
high
of times
if
I would have used a really sharp knife, I would have had a tip of my finger missing.
I'm surprised you're the designated chopper.
But again, if you use a sharp knife, you don't have to push as hard, and it's just you're not doing as much work, and it doesn't get all
goofy. I see what you both mean there, but a really sharp knife can slice you real quickly. A dull knife
really sharp knife, you have to pay attention. And sometimes I'm maybe not paying attention.
If you're going to chop veggies high, then let's give you the kid's knife.
Well, the chopping the veggies is rather monotonous.
It is.
So it's really easy to lose your attention, even if you're not high.
Yeah.
Even if you're not high.
But I'm a big proponent of good, sharp kitchen knives. Yeah.
You're not always saying that.
It makes everything easier.
And you're paying attention.
When you're cooking, makes everything easier. But the lady brought this lawsuit, and, you know, the place was cited. They were cited for a health code violation.
She didn't eat it. She probably got tested for something and never got it. Came back negative for everything.
According to the suit, she suffered severe and serious personal injuries, including shock, panic attacks, migraines, and the exacerbation of migraines, cognitive impairment,
traumatic
stress, anxiety,
shut up, man,
nausea, vomiting, dizziness, and neck and shoulder pain.
What did her her lawyer, Cleep Lakeman, say?
Well, he made up all that stuff. Here's what we're going to say.
All of that.
Blah, blah, blah,
he just texted me yesterday and said, happy Thanksgiving.
Did she get any cash on this? Sure.
I'm a dick.
I don't know that it's settled yet.